Tefillah for Life, Shir 271, Thursday, Parshas Pinchas. After we finished all the karbanis, we end off with a braisa. The braisa is called the braisa of Rabbi Yishmael. And the reason why we say this braisa, the Avudraham says, that a person is supposed to say every single day some psukim, some mishnayis, and some talmud, some gemara. So therefore in Karbanis we say Psukim, we also say Mishnayis, Ezehu Mekayma, and this Rabbi Yishmael is Keneged, the part of the Gemara. So since a person is supposed to say all these three things, that's one of the reasons why we say this Rabbi Yishmael Omer. There's another reason that the Avudraham brings, because this Rabbi Yishmael Omer is the beginning of Teiris Kehanim, which discusses all the halachas of Karbanis, and therefore we end the Karbanis with this braisa. Now let's understand what this braisa is telling us, and let's understand why they picked specifically this braisa to be over here. The braisa is discussing the ways that Chazal were able to darshan psukim in the Torah. That means we don't have the ability to open a chumash and decide halachas based on the psukim in the chumash. We can open a Gemara and learn the Rishonim and figure out how they understood the Gemara, and then we can figure out what the halacha is. But to create new halachas from the Chumash, we cannot do. Only Chazal were able to do that. And that's what this Braisa discusses. This Braisa discusses the power that Chazal had. Chazal had certain tools to be able to understand psukim, to be able to darshan psukim, to be able to be mechadish new halachas. That's what this braisa discusses. The 13 ways that Chazal darshan psukim. And perhaps this is another reason why we say specifically this braisa. Because there's a tremendous limud schus on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have ownership, so to speak, on the Torah. They have the ability to create halachas based on the concepts that we have, that we know, but they can create halachas. They can take the Torah and create new halachas based on these Yud Gimel Midas. And that's a tremendous chus for Klal Yisrael, that the Rebbeinu Shalom handed us over his Torah and gave us the ability to explain the Torah how we feel is proper based on these 13 concepts. So before we begin Psukei Dezimra, before we begin actually davening, we discuss this specific braisa to bring out this maila that Klal Yisrael has. Torah is not in the Shemayim anymore, so to speak. Torah is down here. And the Chachamim had the ability to explain the Torah according to their understanding. That is a tremendous chus to approach tefillah. With the power of Torah, we come to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and we state that we have the ability to explain the Torah the way we see fit. Of course, based on these concepts, but the way we see fit. And with that schus, we come and we begin to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps that's why we say this braisa, to demonstrate and to give a schus to Klal Yisrael.